LBN Radio presents The Aqeedah of the Salaf, presented by Wasim Darasisi.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. A very important topic that every Muslim should learn and know about from many different topics in Islam. It's the topic that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the prophets and messengers came to teach their people and to revive. And it is the topic of aqeedah. And this word aqeedah, though it was the most important topic with the messengers and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that today, unfortunately, it has become a topic that many from the general population, from the people, they have become fearful from this topic. And that is due to the lack of understanding of the importance of this topic. And that is due to the influences from others that also have little understanding in this field, therefore drawing and influencing, as we said, many to stay away from even the remembrance of the word aqeedah itself. People start to fear. And this is from the greatest tricks of shaitan, that he tries to draw away the Muslim, the mu'min, from the most important thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the belief system that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he came with. And it is no surprise that the gold, the cream that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is aqeedah and thus tawheed, which is circled and umbrellaed under this word aqeedah, that the shaitan will try to lure and to trap many to think that this is a topic not to be dwelled in. And how many times have we heard the general people, the general population, the general Muslim, when we ask them, you should learn the basics of your religion, you should learn the aqeedah, you should learn your aqeedah, he says, I do not want to dwell into these specific topics, I do not want to dwell into these detailed issues, for I see too much division and I see too much conflict around different communities and masajid due to this issue and due to this problem. For he says to you, I'd rather stick to myself, I'd rather commit to myself and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that I know, and this is the safest way, and this was the way that my father was upon. And we'll get back to this and we'll see later on how this is a dangerous thing in itself, following one's whims and desires and following what had came from before him, from his father and his grandfather and the population and the environment, and not returning back to the correct source, that is the Quran and Sunnah. So he says, I will stick to what I know and what my father has taught me, and from what I understand, he died, or he is upon, or they are upon, or they were upon success, from what I saw. And this is the correct way. I do not want to get involved in these divisions. This is the wrong understanding. Because if this was the case, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have been sent with the message of Islam, and would not have been sent with the message to correct and rectify the belief system, the aqeedah and the aqa'id, the belief systems of the people of Quraysh in the time, which had their own system, their own belief of aqeedah. And we'll get to the understanding and to the meaning of what the word aqeedah means later on and further in the lessons that come by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But generally, to have an understanding of the word aqeedah, it is the foundation. The word aqeedah, it is the foundation of any system. It is the foundation of any system, of any belief, of any organization, of any element. The word aqeedah is that base. And therefore, referring to Islam, it is the base belief or the original and the founding belief that every single Muslim must understand and be upon in order for him to branch off further beliefs from that belief. So in order for him to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, he must have the correct understanding of that initial belief that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with, and that the messengers and the prophets before were sent with, and they were all sent to correct this belief. The original message of every single prophet and every single messenger, they were sent in order to correct the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent previously, but due to the fact that the nations that had come before, after, had transgressed and differed and had become on a different path than the path of their messenger that had come before them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus He sent messengers and He sent prophets in order to re-correct and to rectify the same belief system that the prophets that had came before. And thus that was the same thing with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to originally correct the aqeedah, to correct the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why is it, my brother in Islam, my sister in Islam, that we learn this topic, aqidah? And why is it of importance? Because many ask, well, from the reasons we will take today in this introduction into the correct aqidah of not just the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walakin the aqidah of the Salaf, the correct aqidah of the Salaf al-Salih, the correct aqidah of the pious predecessors that had come after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and after, from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the followers of the companions and their followers and the likes after that. And from the importance, my brother in Islam, my sister in Islam, that one must correct and understand and learn his aqidah first and foremost, more importantly than any other topic in Islam, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly that He ordered us to learn this religion. He ordered us to learn how to worship Him and how to understand what it is to have the correct aqidah. فقال عز وجل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, He says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Surah Muhammad. He says, فَعْلَمْ, and know that there is no Lord or deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And then He says, and then ask forgiveness for your sin and your error. We see here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is starting with the order to learn about His oneness. And this ayah, as the mufassirun, as the people of tafsir, they commented and they said that it had many different meanings, all that lead to the same understanding. And from the mufassirun, قال الماروذي وإن كان الرسول عالما بالله. And this here, الماروذي, he is saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously this was a direct order to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if anyone was to be or is the most understanding and has the most knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that this in order to teach him, and as the ulama, they said, in order to teach the people after him. And this was the case in many different verses in the Quran, teaching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thus teaching his ummah, teaching his nation that will come after him. So here Al-Marudi, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, to the meaning that you should understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that He's taught you about La ilaha illallah. فَقَالَ الْمَارُودِي قَالَ أَنْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّمَكَ أَنَّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّمَكَ أَنَّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught you that there is no deity or entity or Lord worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the meanings also, we find one of the mufassirun, he says, As-Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he says that this also means that al-ilmu qabla al-amal, that knowledge was first, that was recommended and sought before the action that had came after. And this is very important to understand, because many of us as Muslims today, we are acting upon many different things in the religion, but we do not have an understanding of its origin. And as we said at the start, that many of the Muslims today are following what their fathers and what their communities and what their influences have come with, without understanding correctly, is this what Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked of them? And this is obviously the correct way to learn Islam. It's to find and understand that if the Quran is in accordance with this action, or should I say, if the action is in accordance with the Quran, thus the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also is agreeing to this action that has been performed. Therefore, Sufyan ibn Uyayna here, he's telling us that this verse also means فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that it is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learn knowledge, take knowledge before you act upon it. So we do not take the action first before we understand the authenticity of the action. And he says also in the ayah in the Quran in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a similar command where he says, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله. Also here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also telling us to know and know. Again, just like the verse before, فعلم, here he's saying, اعلموا and know that the life of this world is just play and a waste of time. لَهُ, and a waste of time. So here drawing our attention to the similarity between فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, and here اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ. We see the similarity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses and tells us in a lot of instances to learn first. Learn first. And also we take the well-known verse اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ, and read. And read in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of Allah. Therefore the Mufassirun also, they said here, that this gives us an indication and a clear indication that the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are a people, are a nation of learning, are a nation of people that learn. And therefore you find, my brother in Islam, if you go back into history, and this is a point that many of us Muslims today have become ignorant towards, thinking and being brought up in a nation and being brought up in a time where we have indirectly or directly become vulnerable and victim to think that the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a nation that was illiterate or not academic or not educated. But if one was to look back and find the history of our forefathers, the forefathers of the Muslims, they would find that they were the most knowledgeable in many fields. And that was not just directed to the field of Islam and the teachings of Islam. And that is for you to research and to find. So here we find that the knowledge is the most important thing in order for us to learn and correct our aqidah. And therefore we are known to be, and we should be known to be, a people of knowledge and not a people of emotion and action. Thus, this emotion and action, what we have found today, has made the environment of the Muslims and made the society and the community of the Muslims fall into many errors due to their ignorance and to their low understanding of the education of this religion. And also if we go into the famous book of Al-Bukhari, Sahih Al-Bukhari, we find in the door Bab Al-Ilmi, we find that Al-Bukhari, he started that the knowledge is before the action. That knowledge is before action. Again here, Al-Bukhari, the famous scholar, teaching us that the importance of ilm, the importance of knowledge, even before action is taken. And we should take many different instances, my brother in Islam, and many examples in reality today. None of us would enter upon any system or enter upon any action without having the understanding of how to implement that action, of having the understanding first on how to implement that action. And take a very basic scenario, an example of driving a car or driving a vehicle. Would anyone dare to enter and drive a vehicle that has many different buttons and many different levers and many different instructions that one must learn first and foremost in order to drive that car? And then after that, in order for him to drive that car on the road in the country that he lives in, he must also further understand and learn the laws of the road. Therefore, after he has taken and understood this knowledge, therefore he can act. He can act upon driving this car in that environment. Thus, he has now lifted the danger from himself and had some type of safety by understanding the rules and regulations of the car and by understanding the rules and regulations of the law of the road. And this is something that is straightforward. Then why, my brother in Islam, when it comes to the most important vehicle, and that is the vehicle of life, the vehicle that you live in day and night, the vehicle that will not just take you from your house to the destination that you are driving to, like in the world, but a more important destination, the destination that will take you from the life that you are in to the life of the hereafter, and that is the life that you will be your final abode. And that obviously, in comparison to the vehicle that you are driving in this dunya, is of much more importance, is of much more importance. And we go back to the verse that we have just learned, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us and know that the life of this dunya is nothing but play and waste of time. So why do we not take care of the understanding, which is the vehicle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent in the Quran and had sent through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and know it thoroughly in order that we are able to drive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that vehicle, and we are able to reach our destination, which is the Day of Judgment, and we are able to enter our final abode. And that will not happen, my brother in Islam. That will not happen only but rarely, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will be able to be guided to the Day of Judgment and to be successful and raise your book over your head on the Day of Judgment and say that you have succeeded to enter into paradise without learning what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught you to, had taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to tell us to learn. For of course, we should start, and we do start, with the most important topic, and that is the belief system that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, and that is the aqidah, and thus the aqidah of the companions and those that came after him. And the verse, it finishes by saying, or the second part of the verse that we are looking at, it says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and ask forgiveness for your deed, your bad deed. And here it was said in the tafsir that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being told, even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was free from sin, he was being told and make and ask forgiveness for your sin. One of the mufassirin, they said, استغفر الله إن وقع منك ذنب. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being told to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just in case you fall into a error or a sin. And here we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a sinless man. But even with that, we know from different ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one hadith 70 times, and in one hadith 100 times. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Prophet of Allah, a man that did not transgress against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, shape or form. A man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said about him, he does not speak from his own desire. Everything that he does and says is a wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a revelation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to teach the people that if I am the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, I am the chosen one, Al-Mahmud Al-Mustafa, the one that has Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, the one that has the greatest position, the most praiseworthy position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 or 100 times, then how much should the ones that are not sinless, that are not safeguarded from sin, ask repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, we should ask repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I, my brother in Islam, my sister in Islam, more than 100, more than 1,000 times if we are able. And one of the mufassirun, they said also the meaning of wastaghfir li dhanbik, ay likay ya'simaka min adh-dhanbi. And this is obviously to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he protects you and safeguards you from sin. And also, my brother in Islam, we learn aqidah, we learn this great topic of aqidah in order to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had ordered us to give propagation to this topic. He had ordered us to propagate this topic. فَأَمَرَنَا أَن نَدْعُوَ إِلَى الْعَقِيدَةِ الصَّحِيحَةِ عَلَى يَقِينٍ وَبَصِيرَةٍ. فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, he had not just ordered us to give propagation and to give da'wah and to call towards this aqidah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he came with, but he had ordered us to call to it with firm understanding and with firm belief. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قال عز وجل, قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. الآية سورة يوسف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, say, O Muhammad, this is my path. I call to it. I call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon basira, upon firmness, upon basira, upon firmness and firm understanding. For this religion, my brother in Islam, is that when we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are speaking here about the fundamental principles of Islam, we are not just speaking about the furu', which are the chapters that come after understanding the fundamentals from jurisprudence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has opened up many doors for us when it comes to fiqh, jurisprudence in Islam, differences of opinions, ikhtilafat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the understanding to teach the companions that they are able to make their own verdicts, ijtihadat, when it came to the topics of jurisprudence and fiqh. But when it had come to the topics, or the topic of aqeedah, when it came to the topic of aqeedah and the topic of the oneness of Allah and how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is according to the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, tawfiqiyyah, that it is grounded and cannot change. Not like the topic of fiqh, that there is differences of opinion, and differences of opinion here, there is lean way to differ. Fahiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching him, tell them that this is the path that I call to, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I call to it upon basira. Ibn Kathir, he says, commenting upon this verse, he says, يَقُولُ تَعَالَى لِرَسُولِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إِلَى الثَّقَلَيْنِ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ آمِرًا له أن يخبر الناس أن هذه سبيلي أي طريقتي ومسلكي وسنتي وهي الدعوة إلى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يدعو إلى الله بها على بصيرة. Ibn Kathir, he says, commenting upon this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching and telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this here is an indication to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we learn about this religion and we speak about this religion upon basira. Speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any knowledge is from the greatest of sins. Is from the greatest of sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks about that many times in the Quran, telling the people and telling the communities from the past of not speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only speaking about Allah with pure knowledge. We find that Ali radiallahu anhu had described half of knowledge to become to the equal of the word la adri, I do not know, I do not know. And the other half was to ask questions, and the other half was to ask many questions. It was a trend and it was a characteristic of the great ulama and the companions from the past that they were not hasty or hasteful in talking quickly about this religion and were fearful from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and were not taken by the praise of the people and were not taken by the praise of the people and were not taken by the awe and by the glamour and by the lights and by the great influence that the people had upon them. But rather there were people that feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see, my brother in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered us to give da'wah and give propagation to learning this religion correctly, and not just learning it correctly, but learning it with basira, meaning learning it with firm knowledge and learning it with firm dalil, proof. And this is something that is incumbent upon every Muslim to ask upon the dalil. And you find many instances in the past, like the great Alim Ibn Sirin, he said that in the past we did not ask the people about their religion. He's talking about the Muslims. He said, but before there was no fitna, there was no fitna, there was no calamities between the Muslims in not differing and understanding what is the correct path. Like we find today, this quote here, it should be taken highly. Ibn Sirin, he says, but when the fitna, when the trials and tribulations, they had come out and people started to differ in the general understanding of the belief system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we started to say to people, هَاتُوا رِجَالَكُمْ, tell us who are your ulama and who are your scholars. And that's why today the ulama have differed upon, they have differed upon different opinions when it comes to asking and verifying if a person should verify and understand if the other has the correct belief systems. Some of the ulama, they said that they should not ask at all. They should not ask at all of another of what is his belief system in the aqidah of Allah. And some of the ulama, they said they should ask with no reason not to. They should ask. And some of the ulama, they said they should ask if there is a reason. They should ask if there is a reason to clarify if there is some type of harm known from an individual or known from a party about his aqidah. To the meaning, in a nutshell, that there is differences of opinion. Walakin, to show you the importance, to show you the importance that the aqidah, the belief system of the Muslim, is from the greatest reasons that he will be successful. If not, it is the first and foremost reason that he will be successful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.